Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Did we catch any of the Tuesday night football action last night at all? There's two games. One went to overtime.
I watched the overtime.
Yes.
I was gone most of the evening. I had a little event thing I had to go to, so I got back in time to watch Western Kentucky and La Tech.
Yes.
I watched that one. Kennesaw State, I wanted to watch. By the time I got home, they were kind of in... had things in hand. Did they finish that way, Jake?
Yes, they won 45-28 over FIU. So we can't play
Kennesaw.
We can't play fireball this morning.
Hey, go back. Who's playing?
Kennesaw State.
They're 5-2.
Beat FIU 45-28 last night.
Where's Kennesaw State?
Is that Georgia?
I'm pretty sure it's Georgia, but that's just taking a shot at it. Yeah, I think it's Georgia.
Let me do this.
So I think. Okay, you looked that one up. I think it's Georgia.
Yeah, they're 5-2.
I think weren't they like 1-11 last year, Kennesaw State?
They fired
State?
Their coach.
Yep. So how about that for a turnaround for Kennesaw State? Yeah,
pretty good. Pretty dang good. Probably going to a bowl game.
Okay, what was the other game?
Western Kentucky beat La Tech on the road 28-27 in overtime.
Yes. Okay. Very good game.
Bill watched the end of that game.
It's located in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Oh, we were right then.
Yeah.
Got
that
it right.
That should be our clue right there that it's Kennesaw, Georgia, Kennesaw State. My problem I have, I have to be full transparency with the breakers. So the game goes to overtime. I'm paying attention. And then all of a sudden I got distracted for a little bit. And all of a sudden I look up and the game is over.
So what happened
at the very, very end? I don't know.
Don't worry about it too much.
We're going to get through that one.
You did see some of the game, Bill.
The game was at La Tech, which interests me because I've been there a couple times. So that kind of interesting. Okay, I remember where the locker room was and different stuff. So I like that. There was again. Now you're looking at it easily, probably 400 fans.
Let's see what it listed on the here. Hang on a second.
I'm sure it'll be listed like 12.5 or something. And trust me, it was under a grand.
Nailed that UTEP Sam Houston thing. What, that was 600 plus.
600. 600.
That's not good.
This is not good. What was your guess for attendance, Bill? Like actual attendance?
Actual attendance.
La Tech.
Probably 485.
This says 10,000. 10,000 last night. You're saying BS on that?
Yeah. Oh God. Yes.
No. Oh, come on.
There's not 10,000.
God.
That's the one thing. It's like
God.
It's kind of the same thing. It's kind of like, remember there was the deal with the athletic directors and everybody got together and said we're following the rev share. Well, there's not really anybody policing it. That's okay. We're doing that. How about getting together and say, can we please stop with the fake numbers? Can we please stop with the attendance?
No one believes you.
Because everyone knows like that the one number that you know within the system is you know how many tickets were scanned. You know that number.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Last night's game, I saw two plays of note in the different games. La Tech began the second half with the miracle in, what was it? What's the music?
Music City,
yeah,
miracle.
That one. They started the half. They threw the ball across the field, and they returned it for a touchdown, make it 20-14. So that was cool.
That was sweet.
And then FIU missed a 23-yard field goal wide right last night. Wide right. A chip from the, you know, chip shot. Pushed it right. 23-yard. The coach was disgusted on the sideline. They showed him. They panned him. He was like, just the biggest head shake you've ever seen. Like, what the?
Just
can't believe
it. So that was Tuesday night football.
Is there any
tonight?
Got some more tonight. Thank you for asking.
Oh, yes. We went back in a stretch a while back, but there was 56 days in a row of football.
Which is glorious.
Which is incredible.
So tonight, Sip, for your watching interest, we'll have at 6:30 on ESPN2, Middle Tennessee State at Delaware.
Middle Tennessee State, I believe, has got one or two wins.
They're 1-5.
One and five.
Oh, my God, why? Go ahead. What's
Delaware
the other one?
Is scrappy.
What's the other one? I got to act like I care about. What's the other one?
You want this, Gov? Okay, CBS Sports Network at 8 p.m. Missouri State at New Mexico State. That's got some potential to it.
That interests me. You'll watch that, Steve.
Okay. You can't watch baseball till Friday.
There's no baseball.
No,
Let's do NBA.
I'm not doing this.
Oh, I listened to NBA last night. I listened to a game last night.
Which one? Thunder Rockets?
Yeah. And so we can't talk about that. I found in this world right now, in this new world where you have to apologize. Like if I'm at Planet Fitness talking to, there's a lot of breakers there last night. God bless them. Cade.
Fitness?
Yeah. But I will say the words, you know, you got to present it like this. I do listen to the NBA. Don't judge me. Like I watch it. I pay attention to it, but we don't have to talk about it. Don't worry. You got to do that.
You have to apologize for
people don't want to hear it. It's almost like, I don't know. It's interesting.
Mine is always based off of one thing. Time of year. I like high school. When does basketball start? When football's over. When does wrestling start? When football's over.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting
there's
we
no
talk
overlap.
About it.
Yeah, there's no overlap. When does track and field start? When does that happen? That happens directly when basketball
is over.
Volleyball is when? It's in the fall. and then that's how I see my life. I don't like things. I don't like crossover. That's why I will not do anything if there's another great intramural game, you know. Tomorrow, I'm not going to watch that either. I have no interest in that. Like,
I mean, I have genuine interest in the NBA. Yeah. Like, I was listening to the game as I was driving around on Sirius Radio. Houston won in double overtime.
125-124. Now, what bothers me about
we don't have to talk about it.
I got one thing.
But it's a stool issue because I love it. Like, I don't want to talk about it.
Here's why you can't love this part. Okay, Cavs.
Here's why.
Yeah, I'm going to push back.
You can't love this part.
You cannot love this.
I saw this.
You cannot love this.
Yeah. This is why. I saw that for night. Cavs and Knicks are on ESPN tonight at 6 o'clock.
Oh, that's an incredible game.
And here's the problem.
What?
I saw the term for game one of load management in play.
Well, who's
game
one?
Mitchell Robinson and Josh Hart of the Knicks are not playing because of load management. It's the first game of the freaking season.
It has problems.
Screw the NBA.
What are they not? Whoa. Are they just hurt?
No. It's load management.
Think how you used
to, Josh Hart?
I saw for sure Mitchell Robinson.
Just think of all the players that used to play every night. You know,
it's a problem. I mean, I recognize the problem.
The biggest problem is that you don't know when load management's coming. And so all of a sudden you have your ticket spot. Where are you guys going? You guys going back to Memphis?
We're going to Milwaukee.
Okay, another great. So all of a sudden you're going to...
another great.
Oh, no, I like Milwaukee. I'm a big fan of that. Okay. But anyway, if you're going to Milwaukee and then all of a sudden you're planning on seeing a couple, whoever you want to see, there's if Alex is a fan, there's somebody he wants to see.
Orlando.
But who is his favorite players?
Paulo. Banchero.
So if he doesn't play?
It's a problem.
And you don't know if it's going to happen the night before. Yeah, he's not playing.
Yeah, like Ja, we were worried we were going to run it out with Ja Morant. No, he ended up playing. But No, that's a problem. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's an uncomfortable thing for the stool. It is.
Mine's more seasonal though.
That's fine.
And I'll stick with that
I shouldn't have brought it up.
We turn into a full basketball program. I will do that once football is over.
We got a while.
Yeah.
It's going too fast, by the way.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
depression that sets in.
I know.
It must be like one of those deals. It's
week 8.
I know. I bother. I guess it's week 9. I don't like to hear that.
It's week 9. Horrible.
Yeah. I don't like to hear that. When I hear it, it depresses me.
I want each team to get 4 byes. That's what I like to have. Just spread them out so there's always games every week from like late August, and I'd like the season to go to somewhere around early March.
14-game regular season.
14-game regular season with 4 byes in there.
So, I don't mean to depress you more, Sip, but next Saturday is already November.
I know.
November 1st, next Saturday, when Nebraska plays USC.
USC.
We just played Akron. We just played Houston Christian.
I know.
We were just playing in late August against Cincinnati and Kansas City.
I know.
It was just vivid memories.
I know. I think about it way too often. It's been fun, though. It's been a fun ride so far, right?
The ride's not over yet. Right. We're still in the middle of the ride. We can still appreciate that.
You've said it for several years. Every year, it's like, man, turn the TV on. This might be one of the more epic seasons you've ever seen. Because right now, there's not like, yeah, it not doesn't really matter because nobody can beat so-and-so.
No.
You don't have it. There's not one team out there you say, yeah, this is all great. You're just earning the right to get beat in the finals or in the championship game by so-and-so.
Nope.
There's not one. Nope. There's not one. Just remember like that. Think about this. People sometimes are like, man, we didn't play defense against Minnesota like we should. It just wasn't as good as what we felt. You know, they couldn't run the ball prior to us, and they ran the ball, this and that. Just imagine being at Georgia, and Ole Miss, their first 5 possessions are touchdowns. They went against Georgia.
Right.
Their first 5.
Yep.
And the only reason they won the game, they finally got a stop. But then guess what?
Singular.
No one's saying a word. It's like, Kirby. And he does all the credit. He deserves all the credit.
He does. Thank you.
He does. But just think about that defensively.
I know. That's weird, isn't it? It's weird, Georgia. Come on.
Everybody's just hammering Alabama that they can't stop the run. They can't stop the run.
That's weird, right?
But guess what they just did? They beat 4 ranked teams in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They beat 4 ranked teams in a row.
They're kind of backish.
Yeah,
they seem like it.
So, but there's not a team out there right now because even myself, Ohio State's challenge, have they even been remotely challenged? We thought at first like they beat Texas. Yeah. Texas barely beat Kentucky. They had 200 yards of offense against the worst team in the SEC.
Right.
So it's like. Okay,
Buckeyes have won most games comfortably, but they're not unbeatable.
The ranking, but I don't think anyone says, you couldn't beat that team.
No, I don't think so. They're the closest, though.
Their defense is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous. You're right.
Ridiculous.
And that Indiana, like we were saying yesterday, Indiana probably could play with them, right? Beat them.
They haven't played like a Georgia or Ole Miss on offense. Ohio State hasn't.
They have not.
They've not played anything close to a juggernaut of offense.
Ohio State? Well, they got Michigan, obviously, still on the schedule.
Yeah, that's not going to juggernaut.
No.
Penn State was going to be a challenge, but now
that's this week, isn't it? Isn't Penn State at Ohio State this week? Am I off one week?
Hang on a second.
Please.
I must be, because I went through the schedule, and that didn't jump out.
Buckeyes are off this week.
Okay.
They're off.
Then they probably play Penn State.
Next week, yes, Penn State at Ohio State. 11 a.m. on Fox.
That's next week, okay.
Next week, November 1st.
And do you think Ohio State cares that Jim Knowles is there and they're not having a good
year?
Yes. They care.
Put it on them.
They'll try to score 100. Yeah. They'll try to score 100.
And that's fine. You know, that's fine. So Ohio State's off this week.
They are. No Buckeyes this week.
We'll go through the schedule.
Anything else? Final chit-chat for yesterday.
I wish I had something more. I'm sorry I brought up the NBA.
Fitness. So you're popular.
Yeah, a lot of breakers.
There's a lot of. It's incredible how many. It's a very happy place. it is. Oh no, I'm not joking. Planet Fitness is an incredible place, and people are very respectful. You know, they see the seriousness of my workout.
They can see
elliptical usually, right? Elliptical
and Nautilus machines.
Yeah, I got to jump to get to the pull-up bar. But they're very respectful, but they will, you know, they'll pop in and say, what do you think? you know, and or say we listen every morning, whatever they say. But
they don't yell the co at you?
No, or? They don't yell. Yeah. You guys get more of that than I do. But I...
It's sad. I want people to yell at you that stuff. Hey, Sip, Hashel!
It was late fitness last night, and I came home and rode a little bit and sunked out. So I don't have a lot of...
Yeah, I've got nothing. I've got nothing.
It's a pretty slow day here as well.
Was it?
Nothing really happening here yesterday.
What do you mean?
I didn't have any idle chits yet. Nothing major or minor.
Nothing
to tell
in the
you
office?
About. No. Pretty chill day. Pretty calm.
My last dream was, this is, involves Bill, and don't take this wrong, Jake. I don't want you to be offended, but I had a dream, like it was like 4:40, and it was Nick saying, are you coming today? And I was in the dream, I was answering my phone. He goes, me and Bill are waiting for you.
I was doing a show with Nick.
It's an eerie dream because think about how realistic.
Did you wake
that
up
is.
In a panic?
No, not really. Because I looked at my phone, it was like 4:40 or 4:37. So no, but it just hit me like, ooh, that's weird. I had a dream that Nick Sainert called and said, "Are you coming? Me and Bill are waiting."
What if it would have been Nick Saban calling you, and he was doing the,
me
show?
Me and Bill are waiting.
We're waiting. Doing a show here with Nick Saban.
Late with Saban, that'd be bad.
I don't take that wrong. That's fine. I don't know what Nick was.
It was a rare feeling time.
Yeah,
you know?
It was a rare.
I was dreaming I was fishing.
Really?
That's what I was dreaming. I was.
You
fishing.
Should write down your dream.
Yeah. That's got to be a peaceful dream.
Yeah,
Bill. Peaceful.
Yeah. It kind of was peaceful. Yes.
I can't wait to fall back asleep because it means there's going to be another dream, like that. Like I love that.
Yeah. I didn't want to bring it up, but since you said dreams, you were in a dream last night. It was weird. This is why. Memorial Stadium. You were a hot dog vendor going up and down the aisle.
I am dead
serious. It was very weird. Like,
man, you'd have killed it as a hot dog vendor.
Yeah, you were one of the guys yelling hot dogs.
Hot dog popcorn.
I said, is that Sip? Yeah. Why is Sip serving a hot
really
dog.
Odd.
It was
That's
odd.
A weird dream.
I don't know why that happened.
Just flashed in the dream.
It's never happened
you're
before.
You're dreaming of being in Memorial Stadium.
And you were right, and you were serving
you guys will
hot
be back
dogs.
There.
It was very
back
strange.
In there, both of you this weekend.
I'll be there.
Will Jake be there?
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Yeah, you're always there.
I will be at the game in the stands, not the press box.
Northwestern 11 a.m.
I'll be there.
It's like a punishment game. Yes. It's like a punishment. You guys are playing at 11 a.m.
11 a.m.
Hey, the Breakers at the Planet Fitness are worried about this game.
If it's well, they should be.
If it's an 11 a.m. and it's not Big Noon, then it's a punishment game, 100%.
It's a punishment. That's how I regard it.
Go ahead.
Sorry, no, you go ahead.
Idle Chit Chat. Paul says on YouTube, says, the governor was fantastic yesterday. Great get. Thank you for having me.
How about the governor?
That's Paul. Paul says that.
How about the governor?
Then he talked to us about his fitness later. He's a free weights guy. No Nautilus. Remember the Nautilus machines? Does that still exist? That was big. Get what do you guys do? I do Nautilus every day.
Wait a second. The Nautilus machine. What is that? Was that the big, like, just the big
No,
apparatus?
That's not the big square. That's the I talked about the
right
on air. No, that.
What Nautilus, was that called?
Nautilus machines. It had that was like kind of a brand, and it would be like your leg lifts. Remember this one? Let's do the pec deck. Remember this one? Oh, the pec.
You did the pec deck all the time.
I did. Yeah. Sometimes I'd change you up and do it with the hands.
You're asking about the universal gym, right?
The universal
that's
gym.
You
played it like an accordion?
Like an accordion. Played like an accordion, yes. Yeah. Bill's on the accordion pec deck machine.
I can't differentiate Nautilus from other stuff.
It's just a different kind of a brand name. There's still some sort of a machinery like that. Yes.
The big one that you used to talk about was the one that was just in the
universal.
Middle of the room.
Yeah, they were incredible. Everyone had one. It was awesome. And that was your workout. You walked around the square. And the best thing, too, was, do you remember the incredible movable ab board?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Remember that? And you could move the ad board up like that. So you could do it like you're basically inverted. And it was like, The ad board was incredible.
And there was a, wasn't there a rower?
What's that?
Was there a rower?
No, we didn't have a rower. We didn't have that. But we also, you had the leg press, and it had two different, the high and the low.
That's right.
And then the high and the low leg press was just incredible fitness. There was a, but there was the thing we could change. You could do curls. And you could do tricep, but the triceps were also done on in ours. On you just did them on the lat pull down because you just did the lat pull down. That was the part of it.
The Y, the Columbus family Y had a room with that in the middle of it.
Yes,
and it was always very awkward because you'd be in there with like three people doing it. You know, I don't want to watch you do this.
They're right next to you,
and it's quiet. You know, or there's some. I didn't like it.
I can see the bench press now. I can see the whole thing. You can just put my pin in and all the stuff. And oh yeah, it was incredible.
The pin
was incredible. And then if all of a sudden, when you went to do one of them, and the pin was gone, you're like, and then you had to borrow the pin from the one next
different machine.
And then somebody would come to that one, like, where's the pin? And it was a whole thing.
It's a whole domino effect here.
So it was screw. Everyone's workup was jacked up because what happened to your
someone
workout?
Stole a pin.
Someone took the pin.
The universal machine.
No,
better times.
There's some. If there's a school out there that still has it, I'd love to know. Because it's probably still in use someplace.
Somebody has one.
And everything was cables. Remember the cables?
Yeah. I remember the whole thing, Bill.
Yeah.
The Columbus Family Y had one. It was a fairly big part of my life. What
was that? Better times?
That was better times.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
You remember how also the covering of like the lat of like the sit-up board and all that stuff like that, it was kind of a slick, shiny. Remember how
red
slick,
and red. At the Y.
Oh, ours was red too. Ours was red.
Red with some like decor.
Decor. Yeah, kind of got sprinkly looking stuff on it. Yes.
Oh my God.
The same.
Oh my God. I got to take my sweatshirt off.
Do it.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed,
Joey,
chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
I owe Joey just what a thank you. He sent me, and I'll show you guys during break. He sent you
a thank you?
No, he sent me combining videos of him in the combine.
Even better.
I want to see this.
Driving the combine.
I have to see
with
this.
With just his wrist.
No.
Like we talked about yesterday.
He did?
Yeah, he goes,
you
goes
see
just
that,
my
yeah.
wrist.
Just that's power right there.
He doesn't make that face.
That face? That.
Bill, he doesn't make that face. He'll lose customers if he makes that face.
He might have that. He might lose some customers. I wonder if the farm equipment still has. This was popular in farm equipment days.
What?
Remember the knob?
Yes.
There used to be a knob of on course, your steering yes. wheel to turn with. There was a knob, and that was on a lot of farm equipment.
True.
True statement.
Yeah. Joey.
Joey.
738ag.com. 464-5685. Call or text.
Okay.
As always, we did hear from Dana Holgerson and John Butler yesterday. You were in the room, Sip. Was it uncomfortable at all?
No.
Okay.
It was not. It was, in fact... I thought Holgerson was kind of dialed back. He knows how to handle those situations, and he wasn't. Oh, like for instance, uncomfortable. Maybe he'd get uncomfortable when asked, I'll tell you what, I will give the reporters credit. There were some hard questions asked. Not by me. I don't know why. I was a little slow.
You didn't
slow.
Ask hard questions?
Well, I was a little slow, and the guys just got to them, and it was, but that was fine. It never bothers me when that happens. But anyway, like Holgorsen was asked what he thought of Rule, you know, saying, you know, the staff may, there's parts of the staff that maybe overlooked this game. Do you have that sound?
I got him saying outplayed and outcoached.
Yeah, you could say that. There was later in the conversation where he just said he respected Minnesota, but that one's fine. Yeah, start with his opening statement.
Got outplayed, got outcoached against, you know, a good program, a good team. You know, PJ does a good job. He's been there, 8 years now? I've had a lot of success. I got great culture, and, you know, they beat us everywhere. You know, I worry about offense and what we got to do. Obviously, it wasn't good enough. You know, so just got to challenge them to get better. You know, I mean, we've played good offense this year. We know what it needs to look like, and it just didn't look like it, you know, so... You know, that starts with me. I'm responsible for what the offensive production is. So we got to do better. We got to practice better. We got to prepare better, and we got to go play better.
Nebraska allowed 9 sacks. Nine. A Rule said on Monday that there could have been 4 or 5 more, but Dylan eluded them. He addressed that.
Yeah, and, you know, I know you guys talked with him about Coach yesterday. I mean, I watched that press conference and you know, understand. I mean, it's everything. You know, the miscommunication was just, you know, that was one time Emmett heard 5-man protection, it was 6-man protection or vice versa, you know, and that obviously can't happen. That's the easy part. The hard part is like executing the assignment and blocking the guy to the point to where Dylan has time to get rid of the football. But, you know, this goes back to this, and we had this conversation a couple weeks ago. You know, receivers got to run faster to get to their spots. You know, obviously O-line's got to protect better. Dylan's got to be comfortable in the pocket. You know, there's some times where they weren't sacks, but they were hurries because he wasn't comfortable in the pocket. And so he's got to do a better job in the pocket. I got to get him in better plays that are quicker, you know. Thought we had some things figured out based on a week ago. You know, we went through that 2-week stretch where it didn't look very good.
What you got?
That's what you
stop,
got.
Stop there.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with that sack discussion. Apparently, I mean, I think it all goes back to the O line, receivers not getting to their spots. That resonated with me. I was going to ask Bill about that. It's not like Frost invited me up there very often, but there's a few times he did, and he showed me one time a film of one of the receivers I will not name not getting to the spots, and that is a bad look now, not getting to their spot on time. Like when they're supposed to be there, you know, he could show on film. I mean, look at this kid. I'm not going to say who it is, but it was bad.
Yeah.
So that puts a quarterback in a fix, right?
Yeah. Everything puts in a fix.
You were a receiver.
There's very little things that don't add up in football as far as like from all the way across the board, the route, the call. And also there's always some things too. It's like there's certain calls you have and they do something defensively. The play's not a good play.
Ooh,
and those that happens. It's like, hey, it's not a good call. I mean, we ran this and they ran this and they win that chess match, that play.
That down.
And that's where you have to be like going, okay, it's okay. You just go to the next play and that type of thing. You have to understand all the stuff that can happen with different situations.
Did you ever in that situation where you just didn't get to your spot as a receiver?
Well, I was always blocking. I was usually blocking. So
you did catch one touchdown.
I did have a touchdown against Benedictine, yes, and that's still people talk about it often.
I know.
But there's
a lot of photos.
Remember, I did not get a chance to really go to 7-on-7 because I had to go to the blocking sled. So I was never open, you know, for 4 years. That was hard in practice and in the game. It was never came back to Savota like, hey, listen. I got something here. I was covered all times until I got the big, you know, the up in Minnesota that time.
Benedictine.
Double move, you know.
Savota. Hey, now, he also talked about, I don't know how you got it labeled, what they got to do better. He said on at least twice, got to get Dylan in quicker plays.
Ooh, that's your quick game you want, Steve.
I know, right but there. I don't think they want to give up what they're going to do, but... Yeah, quick game is what I'm.
Well, we've talked about that, but talking about it's one thing and feeling it's the other. You know, I mean, you watch every game, college football and the NFL. I mean, that pocket's violent, you know, and so you got to put yourself in his shoes and make him feel comfortable and make him, you know, understand timing. You know, he's a vet at that, and he does a really good job of that when he's comfortable, you know, and so that starts with me, and that's my job to make sure that he is.
Yeah, he said that. I was going to address that too. I tried to address it with a couple sports writers. I don't think they knew what I was talking about, so maybe I don't. Let me try it with you guys.
Oh, please do.
Holgorsen kept saying, we got to get Dylan to where he's comfortable. He's really good when he's comfortable. Here's what he said. At the end of the day, it's about making Raiola feel comfortable back there. When he's comfortable back there, he's as good as anybody in the country. We all know that. When he's not comfortable, he's not. Now, the thing I would, if I had Holgorsen sitting here, I'd say, don't you have to get him operating when he's not comfortable? Because how often are you comfortable?
Not a lot.
Right.
Not a lot. Yeah. If that's that sometimes, and that is the magic of a quarterback. When you watch how they move in a pocket, I mean, the great ones, it's just ridiculous how good they can move. And what that feels like of being comfortable when people are all around you is something. Then there's this clock in your head. There's all these things that are going on. But, yes, it is hard because we used to always talk about it. If they come with an all-out punt block, they're going to get close to the quarterback. I mean, to the punter. They're not just going to all of a sudden just like bam, 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 and no one's even close.
Get that baby off.
Yeah, they're going to get. There'll be something somewhat close if they have an all-out pressure on the punt. You just got to be able to punt it from this area. You're protected, and away you go. Not a problem. But it's kind of the same thing with a quarterback spot. If they're bringing the pressure, doing something like that, it's going to be uncomfortable, and it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. It won't just be like, man, just look at that. He's standing back there. He's got, you know, doesn't have to climb the pocket even because he's just in all kinds of time.
How often do you see that?
That's hard.
You don't see it very often.
No, in the NFL, you said, Holgorsen hit on it. Said it's a violent area.
Yeah.
It's a very violent area.
If I were a coach.
Here we go.
I'd love to hear that.
Coach Sipple.
Thank you.
I would go to practice today and I would do everything I can to make him uncomfortable. I'd yell. Maybe I would just get in there and yell at it. I'd throw crap at him.
Nice catch.
About myself.
Nice catch.
I want him uncomfortable every play.
What if we just think about this real quick?
I want some detail
here. How awesome it would be if they being Nebraska, brought in the sports writers to yell
to
throw stuff at him during practice. We're bringing in sports writers.
You know what I'm saying.
The Sips here, Babcock's here, Sherman.
What are you throwing at him?
We're going to yell at the quarter. We're going to yell at Dylan, throw stuff at him.
Throwing shoes at him?
Like a pillow? What are you throwing at him?
Just throw like a football at him when he's supposed to throw. You'd throw one right at him.
a sports writer's dream.
Sports writer hit him right in the stomach.
I want him uncomfortable.
At the quarterback in practice.
What Steve's saying is correct. No. You do. It's like all the time. It's like, hey, if they run this particular concept in the passing game and we're in this, we're so good. So we just spend hardly no time on that. That's one thing defenders do all the time. It's always like, listen, all I worried about was the highly difficult stuff. All of a sudden, if this happens, we're in this man coverage and they are in bunch formation and they motion to it. They have all kinds of things that can go on. So you're always working what's difficult. You don't want to go out there and be like, oh, yeah, we just kind of work the easy stuff. Then on Saturday, the difficult comes out.
Yeah. Then on Saturday, we give up 3 sacks to Cincinnati, 7 to Michigan, 5 to Michigan State, 7 to Minnesota. You better
9 to Minnesota.
9 to Minnesota. Thank you, Jake. So I would tell him, you're not going to be very comfortable, okay?
That's so you got part of the deal.
Yeah. With this team right now, you've got to figure out how to be uncomfortable and still – deliver. It's unfair, but it is what it is. Okay, what else did Holgorsen say? Oh, well, he talked about Northwestern's defense.
Don't have that.
He talked about targeting Dane Key and Ja'Cory Barney more.
Well, you got to establish a run. That's the easiest thing, you know. And, you know, we weren't awful in the run game, right? Now, you know, when I talk about balance, it's about getting the ball around to different people. I mean, we've done that at a high level this year, and we need to continue to do that at a high level. You know, you go back to I charted the Cincinnati game, you know, and I just kind of revisited it. You know, we snapped it. You know, we put the ball in play 64 times out of 78. Okay, so that 68 snaps, the ball is getting distributed to people. When you snap the ball 55 times and 15 of the 55 don't get put in play, you know, there's just not enough so somebody's going to be upset, you know, and you know, we got to get Ja'Cory the ball more. We got to get Dane the ball more. You know, we targeted Dane three times downfield and they were unsuccessful.
Okay. There's that. There's also, you better get to Rocco. Rocco, I saw Rocco had his finger, the bone dislodged, but now he had surgery Sunday and he practiced yesterday. Is Rocco going to play? Yes, that sound? Okay. Rocco sure did practice.
It was almost like you asked Jake the question. Jake, is Rocco going to play?
I don't have the sound of that.
Rocco, what he said was kind of interesting. Rocco is trying. He had surgery Sunday and he's back out there. It's just going to be a pain tolerance discussion. Now, he did say they practiced four guys. We're talking about right guard right now. At right guard, I don't know who those four would be. It would be Rocco and Tyler Knack, I imagine, because Tyler Knack played in his stead on Friday night. But I don't know who the other two guys were. So, anyway, Rocco.
Was there any details on he was out there? There's a big difference on being
there. No, he was practicing.
And he went reps with the ones.
Yeah. And
okay. Then there's probably a pretty good chance he plays.
Yeah. Memorable that Holgorsen said, we're a different offense when he's not in there. We're not the same offense without Rocco. So he's valuable. We'll see what that looks like. Pritchett will be back. He didn't say that, but that's...
That was the first half targeting, so we missed the second half. So he should be back for the game. Yes.
Pritchett will be back. I don't know about right guard, but it sounds like Rocco. Is there anything else you want to see there that you'd be interested in?
Not from Holgorsen. That's all, all we
it
had.
Was
cut.
Light. It was light. Clips. After he was done, Sean looked at me and said, not much meat on that bone.
Yeah.
There was. It wasn't
Did
anything.
Did you expect more meat in that bone?
Kind of. Holgorsen, as Bill knows, Holgorsen's a veteran. I mean, if it was me, I'd go in there, okay, there were some fireworks yesterday. We don't need fireworks today. I'll just, you know, you don't need to be hysterical about this stuff, you know.
No reason.
In my opinion, you don't.
And like I said, you don't want to be aloof. You want to be sharp and crisp, and you want to get off the podium.
That was what he was.
That's what I would want to be.
That's what he was.
I'm not gonna talk down to reporters or basically I'm talking to the fans when I'm doing that, and I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna disparage anything,
right?
And I want to answer. If I get asked a tough question, answer it. How short can I be with it? How can I be accurate with it? And then move on. And I want to get off the podium.
Right. And he was. When I say there wasn't much meat on the bone, this wasn't anything crazy. But he was, Jake, he was sharp and ready to roll. Holgorsen, you can tell, was a head coach. He's good in that scenario. He's savvy. He knows how to handle those questions. He does. I mean, you can tell he's a head coach. So that was good.
Well, before we get to break, if you are hungry right now,
if you
for breakfast,
said
brunch, or lunch,
Uber Eats,
it's available.
I don't do Uber Eats.
But what if we could right now? Who would you call?
The bird.
Not the late bird.
Early bird.
They've been open for 5 minutes.
They have. At 19th
bird,
and K.
Bird is the word.
They have free and spacious parking. They got breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos.
Tacos.
Waffles, God. Pancakes, French toast. Who could forget the world famous
Hash holes.
God, what was Jake? That was amazing. Jake's was
louder yell than usual.
I was coughing.
I got you off guard. Sorry. Stop by today. They're
got good sausage.
Open right now till 2 p.m. every day of the week at 19th and K. Early bird. Breakfast, brunch, and lunch. We'll hear from John Butler next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Jake's was...